I'm at the National Biodiesel Conference visiting with some of our young scientists who are here, just finishing up a luncheon. I'd like, first of all, for you each to introduce yourself, tell me where you're from and what school you're going to, and we'll start right over here.
Yeah, my name is Gideon Laweyula. I'm from West Virginia University in Morgantown. I'm a PhD student researching on tall oil conversion to biodiesels. It's a good experience. My project is ongoing. I have two different types of projects. One is on thermal energy storage systems, and the other is on biodiesels. But at this conference, I present a poster on biodiesels. This conference has been a very good one. I've learned from other sources. There's been a lot of research going on, and we'll be able to know where the biodiesel industry is going, the challenges that we need to face and which we have to face collectively. So it's been a worthwhile experience.
Wonderful.
Hello, my name is Yang Liu, and I come from University of Cincinnati, and I'm a master's student in environmental engineering. My research project is focused on extract oil from the waste coffee grounds and then use it into biodiesel production. And another stage of my research is focusing on create an activity carbon from the spent coffee grounds and then use that to purify the biodiesel. The reason why I came here is because I want to expose to the actual real-world industry so that I can get a better understanding like how the biodiesel industry is working, and I can build some like people relationship with the professionals.
Well, that's what you can do here.
Yeah.
How about you?
Hi, my name is Qingxi Tu. I'm a PhD student in environmental engineering, and I come from the same university as Yang, University of Cincinnati. And the focus of my study is actually converting the waste material for biodiesel production, and the focus is actually the trap grease. And I'm doing both the the lab technology development and also life cycle assessment. So actually, this conference I present a poster on the technology side and a research presentation on the life cycle energy consumption. So the reason why I'm here, actually, it's my third conference. So the reason why I keep coming back is because, you know, you can see a lot of amazing people and amazing, you know, research projects, you know, scientists. And also because this year I have two more colleagues. We are working on a commercialization, you know, project. So I want to, like, talk to, you know, more people in the industry and see how they look at our, you know, startup and, like, what's going on in the industry and, you know, expand the network.
Wonderful. So just before we go here, just maybe throw out another question. Getting back to the fact that you have so many from the industry here, professionals out working in it, what kind of feedback have you received in talking to them about your projects? And we can kind of go back to the same order, I guess.
Yeah, talking to those in the industry, the scientists, the researchers, they seem to be very interested in at least what we're doing. In my case, what I'm converting is a byproduct of the pulping industry. So as there's a consideration for all kinds of feedstocks or diversity of feedstocks, I think that is one of the areas that this conference is also focusing on, getting a lot of feedstocks, diversified feedstock to service the market or to service the industry.
Well, coffee grounds might qualify there, I guess.
Yeah. I talked to some professionals, and they are very interested in the spun coffee grounds because it's kind of a brand new resources for making biodiesel. And the feedbacks I got is, like, they are, like, trying to know whether it is feasible for, like, industry-scale production and how you can, like, collect the spun coffee grounds. And that's probably the next question I need to find out. So,
any feedback you've got?
Yeah, actually, because I talked to a lot of people, so I got, like, feedback from different people. Like, you know, from the student scientists, they're really interested in, you know, the project and of course, the life cycle assessment. And also, I just got, like, two people from the, I think it's a biodiesel company, and they're trying to do something related to the trap grease. They're trying to use trap grease for biodiesel production. So after presentation, they just stopped by and kind of want to have a follow-up and try to see if it's really going to be feasible in terms of, you know, energy return. And of course, we are, as I mentioned, we are doing a commercialization. So people are pretty interested in how exactly the product is going to be, you know, feasible in terms of, you know, like, you know, the price and the operational cost. So I do got a lot of questions and also some you know, possible feedbacks, like really like supporting this idea.
Well, I am so glad we had a chance to visit with here, and you know, maybe you'll come back to more, and it'll be 3 and 4 and 5, and because we anticipate that this conference will continue and grow even stronger. So those are some of our young scientists who are attending here and doing presentations on work and research that they're doing back at their universities. Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.